What's good, world? It's your boy Mastermind Mind, and this is another weekday drop. Listen, man, this is the October 2023 weekday drop. Listen, man, we got a quick show for y'all, man, and just a little something we're gonna be in here talking about. A little something, but it's gonna get real spicy. Good news for Xbox, we're gonna dive right into it, but we're gonna jump back and forth to a bunch of stuff. PlayStation, Xbox, y'all know we rock, man. But before we get started into the show, be sure to follow your boy on Twitch, Master239. RGTV, the classic shows. We are here, we are there, we are everywhere. The main shows, Real Gamer on all podcast platforms. And on YouTube, Mastermind RGTV. Shout out to all the new fans. We here, we there, game on. Let's get it, man. Listen, man. Xbox, this is a big win, man. I'm gonna dive right into the Xbox situation. This is a really big win for Xbox, man. The Xbox, Bethesda, the Activision and the Blizzard deal, that whole little situation that was going on. I switched my screens. We ain't no longer to the side. We over here in the front now. So, camera number two, I see you. All right, then. All right, so listen. So, what this mean for this whole Microsoft buying up Activision and all that? You know, before we was all worried about, you know, well, Call of Duty becoming only exclusive to Xbox. That's not the case. Activision having Crash Bandicoot, maybe an exclusive Crash Bandicoot game in the future. That's probably still on the table. So look, man, for all my audio viewers, y'all not going to see what we looking at here on YouTube. Here on YouTube, y'all going to see some, y'all going to see how I'm going to break it down. You're going to see the whole picture frame we got here. So we got the Xbox Game Studios, 343, y'all know about them. Those guys do the Halo game or whatever. Rare is one. I'm just kind of pointing out, it's a bunch of them here on the picture, but I'm just kind of pointing out ones that I know off the top when I just, oh, 343, I know them, not like that. So Rare is the people that made the Crash Bandicoot, Banjo-Kazooie on N64 back in the day. So, you know what I'm saying? Ninja Theory. That was so the Bethesda. These are Starfield, Elder Scrolls, and Fallout. ID. Yeah, I know ID. I don't know the others, but those are pretty massive studios. Activision, here we go. Call of Duty, Treyarch, Infinity Ward, Sledgehammer. High Moon, I remember seeing that. Toys for Bob, yep. Yep, Call of Duty Warzone, the little Raven. MLG, is that a, what's MLG? Oh, that's like an esports thing. Oh, that's huge. Call of Duty for mobile, we're gonna break it down in a second. The Activision and Blizzard. They got a situation going on joint. That's like 8,500 employees there. We got Blizzard. Blizzard got a lot of different divisions and stuff too. They do StarCraft, World of Warcraft, Diablo, Overwatch. Okay, the other game is not like all the way on here. And you got others like Candy Crush, Farm Heroes. Those are some really popular mobile games. Yeah, Candy Crush mobile IP, that's a really big mobile game. So for all my video viewers, y'all see what's going on here, man. Y'all see this big old board here. One Xbox first party lineup connected by Xbox ecosystem, one vision, one roadmap. So the thing is, let me bring up this old post I was just looking at, and I want to make sure I call out all of the games that's on the list that I seen, and I'll have it here for my video viewers a little bit later in a second. But this is big for Microsoft, man. Y'all see the worry in my face too, and I'm gonna express these words here in a second. Boom, here we go. Here we go. Crash Bandicoot. Spyro the Dragon, Guitar Hero, Hexon, what that is. King's Quest, Quest of Glory, that is. Oh, Pitfall Tenchi, Tony Hawk Pro Skater. Of course, we know Call of Duty. Of course, we know Candy Crush. We just said that Warcraft, Diablo said, Overwatch, Hearthstone. Yo, this is huge. This is really huge. Okay, so what says me about it is the Crash Bandicoot situation. I'm a really big Crash Bandicoot fan, and that's like Sony Mario, yo. I don't think the PlayStation fans are not gonna really feel this effect of how it's really deeply gonna affect us until like later on in the future. You know what I'm saying? So, Crash Bandicoot, man, y'all don't understand, man. Crash Bandicoot was like PlayStation Mario, bro. That's like Nintendo selling off their Mario. Mario was like the number one character on PlayStation. So we're losing Crash Bandicoot, and that'll be Xbox smiling in the mirror if they release an exclusive Crash Bandicoot for me here years to come. It's going to be perfect, good situation, because mobile and cloud gaming, you know what I'm saying, and the way they got a lock on Xbox Game Pass, I can see a brand new Crash Bandicoot being pushed out first on Xbox Game Pass, and then maybe to other consoles or whatever, but I can see them pushing this easily. Spyro the Dragon, I can see them pushing that easily on Xbox Game Pass. A lot of these is like no-brainers, like, yeah, for sure. I can see a lot of these coming to Xbox Game Pass and really doing numbers, and definitely doing numbers on the mobile. Like, some like Spyro the Dragon and Crash Bandicoot, it'll run so good on the mobile device. You know, Tony Hawk, something like that'll run so good. Look at how Call of Duty is running. Hell, we're gonna be running Resident Evil 4 on a freaking iPhone. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, man. It's Diablo. Diablo was one of the biggest games this year. You know what I'm saying? Starfield, one of the biggest games this year. So, this is a really big win for Microsoft. And I just hope they don't get an exclusive Crash Bandicoot, but I think it's inevitable for them to get an exclusive Crash Bandicoot and exclusive Spyro the Dragon. Man, PlayStation, you lost one here. You lost one big, PlayStation. Alright, with that out the way, I just had to just dedicate the first beginning half of the show just to that, for all my Xbox fans. But we're going to dive right into the other stuff we got on our handy dandy board here. Dang, PlayStation just been taking hits out of hits. But we like to see that, though, in this gaming competition world, you know what I'm saying? PlayStation CEO will be retiring in March of next year. That's gonna be pretty interesting, because, you know, usually when you have a CEO retiring or stepping aside, you know, things kind of shift up, things kind of change a little bit in the company. And a couple things, this is kind of off the dome now that I think about it. I don't really know what, there's a couple things PlayStation can change. It's going to take me into my next topic. Hold that thought about the CEO. PlayStation is now also dropping Sony's Picture Score. That's, if you turn on your PlayStation PS4 or your PS5, there is a new PlayStation app situation. It's kind of like PlayStation View. Remember PlayStation View back in the day? So now they have something called Sony Picture Score. This is basically, they're bringing it back to where it has basically a lot of the movies, old movies and shows. I think I only seen movies on there. I checked it out yesterday, but it was only old movies. I'm really disappointed in it because it's not nothing new. A bunch of old movies that's made by Sony, you know what I'm saying, that Sony probably got licensed to or whatever. I can see it becoming a threat in the future, because this is something that they should have kept with view, tying me back into the story of the PlayStation CEO retiring in next year in March. So if we get a new CEO, and it depends on whoever it is, or you know, wherever they, you know, wherever they visionary and see where they want to take Sony or whatever, how they want to do it. But a couple of things I think they could change is taking a more different approach on the Sony platforms. I say platforms for a reason, but really taking advantage of it, and that's by coming out with their own streaming services, bringing back the PlayStation View, which is kind of what they're doing with the Sony's Pictures Core, even though it's like a bunch of old 1999 and 2010 movies. Like, it's nothing new on there, so it's not the hype right now, but I can see them bringing this together if they have newer stuff on it. Quick story. Yeah, I know we like to go into our story breaks here. That's what we do here in the podcast. We elaborate and break things down and give you a more different insight and intellect on it. But it may be, you know what I'm saying? Not necessarily predicting the future, but, you know, at this particular moment of time. But quick thought. Think of this. So we got Disney, Netflix, HBO Max, or however they keep changing that name up or whatever. We got these different streaming platforms. We got Xbox Game Pass that gives you Xbox games at the tip of your thumb on your mobile device, your computers, whatever. You can play your Xbox games in the cloud. PlayStation. You can play your games in the cloud, same exact way. Mobile phone, laptop, or whatever, etc. Now the PlayStation Portable. Now, imagine if they have a streaming app, the PlayStation Pictures Core. That's what we got now, but we're talking about years ahead, to where now they got up-to-date shows and movies on the app. So let's say if a new movie comes out and is done by Sony or whatever, Sony got the license and all this, or whatever else, and it comes out first on the app, that'd be great. But seeing the problems that Disney is facing as a streaming company, Sony may run into those same issues. Because I was going to say, maybe they don't have the content, but then again, they do. We got a God of War TV show / movie or whatever getting ready to drop. We got Gran Turismo movie just dropped. Like, I think you could rent it on there, rent it or buy it, but we're paying, and that's another thing, we're paying for the PlayStation Plus membership or whatever. The top of the line membership is like $169 a year. Like, come on, bro. You might as well give me all the new, give me the, go all in with your product and services here. Give me an app that's going to give me access to something other than just this. So back up for a little bit before I go down my list. The Sony Pictures Core is something that's more for it. You have benefits with it if you have the PlayStation Plus membership, and I have like the top line thing. So I'm seeing like all of the benefits, and it's nothing there. It's garbage. Don't go getting the highest membership thinking you're gonna get PlayStation Picture Core and get the latest and greatest movies. And yo, this is dope. No, it's not in that case. These are old movies. It's not worth it. But going down back to my back to my point. We need more, you know what I'm saying? Give us the latest movies, latest shows, whatever, licensed or whatever, owned by Sony and all that. You know what I'm saying? Keep the cloud situation in it. Especially if we're going to be paying, like I said, for the PlayStation Plus membership and these things we're paying for. This shit is expensive, yo. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's becoming more and more and more expensive to even enjoy playing video games. we got to pay. Shout out to the brother online. I forgot his name. Hey, if I remember your name, I tag you in the video. But homie, he's a comedian on TikTok. We already gotta pay for the internet. We gotta pay for the PlayStation membership. We gotta pay for the game. And if you don't have the membership, you can't play Call of Duty online. You can still, you got to pay for your internet. Let's do it all over. You got to pay for your internet. You got to pay for the PlayStation online, because you got to play online. Who plays solo and don't play online? Everything is online now. So it's almost like a monopoly at this point, to where let's just keep milking the people. Yeah. You know, you got to do that. Plus, you got to still pay for the game. So it's almost like, damn, bro, I'm paying so much to enjoy myself, you know, this experience or whatever, and I'm still not satisfied. I say that to say, go all in with your product and services, sir. That's my main point. You feel me? Like, so I can see Sony Pictures Core being something in the future, perhaps, if it's taking the approach as if it did with the PlayStation View. Like, give us the latest and greatest movies. Give us exclusive titles. You know how Netflix got exclusive stuff? Come on, PlayStation, cook up some. Y'all got it. So when you get a new CEO in, things like this may shift and change. The CEO may want to focus we see that Microsoft just bought up. This is the biggest gaming like purchase ever. You know what I'm saying? This is really big. So maybe the new CEO may want to focus on buying up other platforms, even though EA is like the next big dog in charge here. You know what I'm saying? So it all depends on who the next CEO is. I think they probably mentioned it, who's going to take his spot or place or whatever. Maybe he may be wanting, like, all right, PS6, we're going to really focus on really destroying Xbox. How are you going to do that? We're going to pack it with power. We're going to let people remember why you choose a Sony product over anything else. Like, I don't know, we need an aggressive CEO in office, you know what I'm saying? A guy that's going to come in and show his face. The PlayStation, this guy we got in office, nothing to him, nothing up against him, but he's not really up for the cameras like the Xbox CEO as much as we see Xbox CEO out. Like, he's actual, like, he seems like an everyday person, you know what I'm saying? He games, he's like, yeah, I played that game, I made it this far, and I did, you know what I'm saying? So we don't see PlayStation CEO out here, you know, just kicking it with the people and just, you know, playing the games or whatever. So I think if our new CEO, he needs to be more amongst the people, hearing what we have to say, our passion and how we express for what we want in the games, and also just being aggressive, like, yo, whatever the new chip technology, set a private meeting. He need to go into the office like this, set a private meeting with AMD, bring AMD and NVIDIA in and say, hey, how can we work together to, I want both of y'all technology into our box to make this the biggest console of the best ever console generation of all time. Like, you gotta, like, we need an aggressive CEO. He need a coach. Tell him to call me. Sony, hit my line. My line is open for you, Sony, all day. I got love for you, Sony. I'll let you, boy. I'll give you a couple talking points to go in there and talk to the brothers and sisters over there, AMD and NVIDIA, because we're going to need them AI chips, man. Speaking of AI, that takes me to my next topic. Y'all like how I roll into these things? So listen, man. The future of gaming, AI. Man, I was listening to a classic show. Shout out to my homie, Fred Freeze, man. We was doing the classic RGTV shows, and one of the episodes, this was 2018. We've been here cooking for so long, man. Yo, this is pat on the shoulder. We was talking about AI and gaming, and it was like, yo, bro, we was talking about blockchain technology and everything, and it's like, go check out the show. Go check out the show. I try to put it in here at the corner for all my video folks later on. But we was talking about blockchain technology and the future of AI and gaming and everything, and we had a very interesting conversation, and the conversation was still relevant to this day, even though it was so long ago. So my future update and opinion on it is here. I think I still kind of talk about it on every other episode anyway, but just seeing how AI is still the new craze, and how AI is going to be rolling out, and thinking, so look at the drawing board here. It's going to also take me to my next topic. I promise you I ain't got this all planned out on my board, but it seemed like I do. But thinking of AI, and you got the future of gaming in AI. So we're about to get a mid-console update. They are working on a PlayStation 5 Slim. We're getting a PS5 Slim in November. Cool, good to see. Cause these PS5, these things big and bulky. We'll try to put the picture of the Slim right here, put it at the corner or whatever. But we getting a Slim, PS5 Slim. That's what's up. Possibly a PS5 Pro. I'm sure we'll get a Pro. Rumors is around 26 or whatever. The question, this is the thing though, and PS6 probably come 27, 28. This is the thing though. With the mid update release, not necessarily the Slim, even though I mentioned the Slim, because I righteous feel like the Slim, you need to up the GPU usage. Go ahead and boost them GPUs, you know what I'm saying? Give the Slim models a 10% GPU boost, you know what I'm saying? There ain't nothing wrong with a little 10% GPU boost. For my non-tech heads out there, graphics processing units, that's what GPU stand for, and you want to we want to boost that up to improve the graphics performance in the PlayStation product, you know what I'm saying? Seeing that on paper, Xbox technically is more teraflops over here. But if the Slim can get a little boost up, we'll like that. But with the Slim, I'm hoping that I would wish the Slim would do that. But so the mid-cycle upgrade, the PS5 Pro, that probably will be the console that get the GPU boost or whatever, or the CPU boost, central processing unit or whatever, that will get that boost. But will it be enough of a boost to where it's new chips in them, to where they can really integrate and capitalize on the AI opportunities to years to come? And these consoles, think about it, these consoles are typically made, before PS5 came out, they was already cooking up on PS5 probably 2 years prior to the release or whatever. So the technology is already put in place. We're going to use this for the PS5 or whatever. My theory on this is, if the AI chips that's out now, or the ones that, because Amazon is talking about working on a chip, well, their chips is going to be probably focused more on like robotics and industries, AI type thing. You got NVIDIA working on chips. You got AMD working on chips. You got ARM working on chips. Apple talking about they want to do their own little AI chip. You got Google working on chips. You got Microsoft working on chips. Even Meta working on AI chip. So you got all these different chip makers out here, and all this AI hot flag word thrown around. The question is, for gaming, the mid and the next generation, what type of AI chips will they have in them that can really capitalize off of the future technology? Because technology moves much more faster than the technology that we have in our hands here today. So let's say, boom, PS6 come out, AI and gaming, yo, like these games are getting, the DLCs now for games are just coming out quick, because we have the power of technology to improve these worlds that's already made, give more dialogue to the characters, or give different spin-offs or different experiences to players on different games. That's gonna be the twist where I think the future of AI and gaming is gonna be very interesting, where multiple players across the world will experience different gaming experiences. That's probably a lot to say, a lot to even comprehend. But let's just say me, Blojo, Jimmy, and Bob, all of us got the same game, RPG, or whatever. I have a different ending on the game, different dialogue, different experience. Blojo here has a different experience. Joe here has a different experience and a different ending on the game based on the way he play. So I think the future of gaming and how AI is going to really take a role and really twist in gaming is to where the players are going to be so immersed in the game or in the game to where we all have our different experiences. And I think we kind of already have that, but not to the extent to where if we all get Call of Duty, we know the story mode is going to be this story mode. We ready that time. We got Ward on deck. Shout out to my brother Tweet that was really Ward. I see you, my brother. But we got to have some water. We dry throat. But what happens when AI is able to change the dialogue for every single player? Or let's say 100 out of every 1 million player. Or if whatever the numbers can do or go. But AI will have the capability to change the dynamic, change the dialogue, and change the world of the game that everybody is going to be paying. We all get a different experience. Even though we paid the same amount for the game, we're still on the same story. We're still playing the same game, but by AI playing a part into gaming and to the future of gaming, is able to interact with this world and really change stuff in real time to give us all a different experience. I think that's going to be the future of gaming, and that's where it's going to get really interesting. On top of that, where we're going to be able to speak to the game fluently and not typing with our hands or with the controller trying to put A, B, C or whatever, or trying to think of a question. We can just hands-free talk to it. Hey, PlayStation, this. You see how already we have Siri, Google, and all these other things. Like right now, you can actually talk to your PlayStation. Hey, PlayStation, take me back to the menu. It'll do that. Hey, PlayStation, play this game for me. It'll do that. So these different layers of AI is already integrated in the gaming ecosystems already. So I think the top future of it is now these new chips we got, the baseline of artificial intelligence is so smart, so it's going to be able to even take the game that we already have to a whole nother new level. Let's take a quick commercial break real fast.
What's good?
good world, it's your boy Mastermind Main, and this is another weekday drop. Listen folks, this is a September 2023 weekday drop. I got an exciting show for y'all today, man. Real short show. We're gonna be talking about a couple things, diving into a couple things and everything else. But before we jump in, man, y'all be sure to check out the classic shows, RGTV on all podcast platforms, Real Gamer on all podcast platforms. You see it right here, y'all, on the video side of YouTube over here. We're on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Google Podcasts. We here, we there, we everywhere, baby.
We are back.
Inga
trying to get us out of here.
Talking about AI in the future of gaming, I just gave y'all a very fluid breakdown of where I think what's going to really turn the tide into the future of gaming, and you're going to really be able to notice, okay, this is different. This is different. It's going to be one of those. And I really think it's going to be one of those because... And it's gonna be beautiful. It's gonna be a beautiful thing because think about it. Now, shout out to all the bikini women and all those women on all these kick sites and Twitch and all that. That's cool, but I'm talking about a world of just gamers. We got 50 people over here that bought a game. 48 of them is streaming on Twitch and YouTube. All 48 of them got a different experience to show to the world and to their fans. You can't tell me that won't be fire. I'm just saying, man. Tell these is extra. Hey, man, look, we need to, hey, you here with that brother Mouse Man talking about, hey. Hey, man, listen, man, look. I see it coming. That'll be really dope. Because I'm thinking about games like Witchers. It may be some type of cluster F up on down the road. I just probably ain't thought of right now. But I'm thinking of really big, vast worlds like Starfield is one. The Witchers. But think about it. These games, the worlds are already so enormous. So many people and characters and AI in the world already. But... The worlds, you can't even get, even in Grand Theft Auto, and I'm always trying to, how can we push things to the limit? Once we reach the limit, alright, how can we get to the next limit? We got to that limit, let's go to another limit. I'm always trying to push it and keep pushing it. Even Grand Theft Auto, open world game, different people on the game, AI, the computer, or whatever, they're moving in these worlds. They're talking, different dialogue is there, but they're doing the same thing. Some of them doing different things. But imagine an open world game to where each person in the game takes on the life of AI. And the dialogue is not the same. Their movements is different. They all have like a different little story of life or whatever in the game. You can go in all of the buildings. You can touch a lot of the things. Now you can really do some stuff. And gaming hasn't got to that point yet. But I foresee that in the future of gaming, when AI is able to... When we're able to take so much of the slack and the power off of the hardware and put it into AI, and AI help out and take some of that slack up, those things I just named will be a no-brainer in almost every game. Going into different places, exploring this vast world that we already see. You know how you play a game and you go into one building and you're like, or you one side of the map. This map looked like this side of the map. Feel like they just reused some of the stuff that was over here. Imagine AI being able to redesign these worlds and it's not using the same stuff. You know what I'm saying? I just think there's a lot of little like loopholes in gaming to where I feel like AI can come in and patch up and change things and change the ecosystem of gaming, but it'll change it in a way of, okay, we're getting a new experience. And I think that's going to be the key. And I think this was the August weekday drop. I talked about Sony doing something. Something they put out and about playing games in the movie theater or something like that. I don't know. Yeah, I just got to check out the podcast. I was talking about it, but now I'm thinking about it. Like, yo, it's all about a new experience. I'm telling you, that's going to be the new... This is what we're doing. This is going to be like the new quarter of the year. New experience in gaming. Gaming is already like continue to grow more and more and more. But I think that new experience is going to be the capital for what AI is going to bring to gaming. And I just digressed on that because I can go on and on about different things, how AI can improve and make a difference in the video gaming world. Let's talk about this. Well, not necessarily talk about it, just kind of mention it. Again, Devil May Cry coming to Netflix. Another example. Games moving over to movies. Mario did well. And I was going back to my point before when I said we got a God of War TV show, Horizon, Gran Turismo, Uncharted. What other games I know from Sony or PlayStation, whatever. I'm thinking about ones right now off the top of my head. We got those. Like, put all that stuff on your PlayStation, on the, what is it called, the Sony Pictures Core? Put all that on the Sony Pictures Core. All the people that got PlayStation Plus exclusive or whatever, give us that exclusive. You know what I'm saying? Give this to the people. You know what I'm saying? That's paying the freaking premium top price, $169 a year? And they had a nerve to jack the prices up this year, y'all. I mean, it's getting outrageous, man. The prices is getting outrageous in gaming. I think that's something that needs to... And I think, see, that's why Xbox Game Pass is a better bang for its buck. Because, I'm not sure how much it is yearly, but I'm going to go back and look. Maybe on the next episode, I come in here and be like, okay, I compare the yearly prices and this is a better bang. But I still feel like Xbox Game... And now that they have Bethesda and... Activision or whatever, like, bruh, and Blizzard, bruh, Xbox Game Pass, where is it, man? But, yeah, but examples like that, bruh, like Devil May Cry coming to Netflix, bruh, that need to be coming exclusive to Sony Pictures Corp. I feel like all of the games that's coming to movies and TV shows should come exclusively to the consoles. The new, like Paramount had, they was hosting the Halo. Halo should have been an exclusive TV show for all Xbox users. You already got an ecosystem of 50 million players, probably more than them, just giving you an example. You got an ecosystem of all these million, billions of players. Put your shows out on your platform, on your stuff. You don't have to go through Paramount or whoever they went through to host it on their platforms. Well, they do, but they don't. Over here, you got... So, I look at it like this. Two things. You got the gaming consoles. You think just for gaming. And you got the platforms over here. The movies and TV shows. To where you think it's just movies and TV shows. Why you think Netflix is now getting into gaming? They're getting into gaming because you get to interact on your remote with the TV shows and play, like you pretend you're playing game and Netflix games or whatever. So you dig, you got that. So all of, since games is making the best movies and shows now, these games and movies need to be exclusive over here with your players. I don't know. Maybe I'm just a guy from the South that just don't know too much. Who knows? They probably is working on behind closed doors. Shout out to the brother Hip Hop Game. Y'all know we had him here on the show. He mentioned some things and he was like, you know, a lot of these things we actually do be talking about, it already be in the making, but they can't say nothing yet, or they can't release yet, you know, type deal. So who knows? They probably already really working on this stuff. It just hasn't dropped yet. But I just think these are brilliant ideas that it makes perfect sense for them. Moving on, talking about this Meta headset, Quest 3. Another banger. So, you remember how we talked about all these guys getting into the AI, making their own AI chips and all this? Yo, this Meta Quest heads, this Quest 3, bruh, you get to play Xbox Game Pass in the Quest 3 headset. Bruh, that's fire. And when I seen it, I immediately thought about the Apple headset. Boy, get what? Apple said they finna change up how they... We're gonna change the way, you know that preview we showed you of our Apple headset? We're gonna change a couple things and we're gonna come out with another headset. So, I wish I had the article for my video users. I put it up here to the side, but I can't find the article. But, Apple, if I do find the article, I'll put it to the side. But, Apple said that they're gonna change some of their stuff on their headset. I think they made that conclusion once when they seen the Meta Quest 3. Because when I seen the Apple headset, you able to sit down and you can play the game here in this virtual world, I was like, oh, bruh. And it's AR. Oh, bruh. That's it. It's mixed reality and you can still see around you. And bruh, that's it. Now imagine the future I just gave y'all with how AI give all of us the different experience. We're getting a totally different experience to VR, AR, still be able to see the world around us. And now we're immersed in this game. AI has changed up the world for us, even though me and Bob bought the same game, but we're in the same world, but his AI computer is doing something completely from my AI computer. In a headset, and we can still see each other, and we see each other in the game. Bruh. Future game is looking real, y'all. And man, this Quest 3 is unbelievable. First of all, the price, killing Apple. The price is right. Come on down. The price is looking pretty good, much better than Apple headset. But when Apple seen that, we gotta change some of that. I know you do. But that's gonna be dope, man. I'm just funny about it, man. Cause PlayStation, man. PlayStation VR, man. The PlayStation VR 2. I think the ball was dropped, y'all. I haven't heard whips out of any. I haven't heard anybody talk. No reviews. No nothing about the PSVR. PlayStation VR 2. No nothing. It's just. The last thing I heard about PlayStation VR 2 is when Capcom dropped the separate ways talking about the Resident Evil 4 VR mode. I think PlayStation dropped the ball on this VR situation. But I mean, I told y'all, man, they should have made it instead of just trying to, we're gonna just follow up with another VR. Because we did good VR1. No, we need mixed reality. We need mixed reality. We need an AR headset. Don't just stick us in a VR. People want to be able to see the world around. Because once you introduce someone to this mixed reality, bro, once you play mixed reality, it's just hard to just go back to just single VR. You're talking to a VR specialist here. That's what they call it, at least. But listen, man. Once you play mixed reality and have the headset on and still be able to see around you, like, bro, it's different, bro. Mixed reality and AR is much better than just VR. Much better. VR, you can't see anything around you. You know what I'm saying? It's just different, bro. And I think PlayStation should have dropped a mixed reality headset. It would have been the talk of the town if they would have did that, because then it would have made sense for, okay, Apple is coming out with one. Okay, cool, we see you, but your price too high. Boom, down the road, Meta Quest 3. Oh, boom, here's your real competitor, the Quest 3. Plus, the price is right. That's your real competitor. But they didn't do that. Just VR. Come on, man. Come on, man. Oh, man. But that's all I got for y'all tonight, man. This has been a show. Just like, I mean, I didn't want Xbox to lose. Let's get this straight. I didn't want Xbox to lose the case. I don't mind them winning the court case or whatever, buying Activision. That's not my problem. I'm just fan hurt because Crash Bandicoot. I'm happy that Call of Duty will be on every freaking platform now. That gives me more competition, you know? That gives us all more competition. Shout out to my brothers out there in Africa. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, that gives us more competition, my brothers. That's all. You feel me? So, for the fact that it's going to be coming back to Nintendo, Call of Duty. Call of Duty is going to be coming back to Nintendo. Mobile. You know, it's in good hands. I ain't worried about that. I'm just fan hurt. And I'm just like, dang, man, PlayStation, we're losing our CEO in March. We just sold our number one freaking character. The biggest game outside of Grand Theft Auto, which is owned by Tencent, Rockstar, besides those guys, is making billions and billions of dollars. Activision was number two. And now Xbox got them. Oh, damn, what we gonna do, man? I was just fan hurt at the end of the day, but this is a really big thing for gaming. So overall, my gaming heart smiles. Shout out to all my Xbox fans and friends out there. I'm not an Xbox hater. I must show y'all my Xbox on camera here. So y'all won't get it twisted. For all my video fans, you see the Xbox controller in my hand. Although, there's a little dust on this thing here. But, you know, it's Sony at heart though, all day. Sony at heart all day. Y'all see it on the shirt. Sony at heart all day. But this PlayStation Plus core, man, get out of here. But until next time, y'all, man. Y'all be easy, man. Love is love, man. Game on. Follow your boy, Master23Mind. Mastermind RGTV on YouTube. RGTV, the classic shows. Real Gamer on all podcast platforms. We are here. We are there. We are everywhere. Game on, people. We out of here.